In the aftermath of the earthquake and the hundreds of aftershocks that hit the north of the country at the weekend, UN Humanitarian Coordinating Agency OCHA says that people's lives have been torn apart. The agency is among those from the United Nations that are helping the authorities in Ecuador with a large-scale national response operation. It has already dispatched a team to assess needs in the country, along with more staff to help coordinate aid arriving into Manta Airport on the coast and a coordination centre in Puerto Viejo, some 40 kilometres inland. Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien is also expected in Ecuador on Tuesday to meet affected communities and mobilise support from donors. Here's OCHA spokesperson Jens Laka.
The worst damage is reported in the canton of Pedernales in Manabí province, which was declared a disaster zone by the authorities. Access to Pedernales has been limited due to damage to infrastructure, particularly the roads. What is clear is that thousands of people's lives have been shattered profoundly by this earthquake.
One of the top priorities remains search and rescue of victims, and local teams continue to work through the rubble in many of the worst-hit places. International urban search and rescue teams from six countries have also deployed to Ecuador. UN Children's Fund UNICEF, meanwhile, has reported that two hospitals have collapsed in Puerto Viejo and Cone. The World Health Organization's Tarek Yazarevich also said that it would take 48 hours to assess people's health needs in the wake of the disaster.
The health system has been declared on a high alert, and there have been some reports of loss of power and communication services in the areas, including in the health facilities. WHO staff reached the city of Pedernales less than 24 hours after the earthquake and confirmed that approximately 70% of the city has been destroyed.
WHO also said that another priority would be providing help to crush injury victims, while UN Children's Fund UNICEF said that at least 150,000 children have been affected by the earthquake, with 119 schools damaged and mudslides causing further damage to infrastructure and hindering access to relief teams and supplies. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.